Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on a haiku hump day kind of night. My goodness, we haven't even come up with the topics yet. Maybe we'll go ahead and workshop those during this first segment of the show tonight. Shout out to Cowboys Crosstalk for, greasing the skids a little bit on this week six. As we get ready to kick things off, we have put the Jets in our rear view, and now we can officially start to look forward and towards the Carolina Panthers. I am Fred Davis. That gentleman to my right is none other than the phenom of all phenoms, a content creator extraordinaire. He's got a face for content, if I do say so myself. The original face for content, Blake Elliott.
That is I. How are we doing today, gentlemen? We feeling good? We feeling spicy on a Wednesday?
I'm two double cheeseburgers deep.
Yeah, we saw
already.
Pickles were foaming out of your
mouth. Out of my mouth. The pickles.
I ate my 10 nuggets, no sauce. Mm. So I'm feeling raw today. I'm ready to go. Locked and loaded, baby.
That's it. Shout out to, and you know what? I feel terrible. We were talking to our boy over at McDonald's today, who knows a little bit of sports. I'll give him. Me and Blake were talking about that a couple days ago. We were chit-chatting him up. I mean, he knows a little ball. Forgot to ask him his name. Orange shirt guy. Okay, orange shirt guy. We will get it from him the next time. Super good dude. I tell you what, runs that McDonald's with an iron fist.
Yeah,
he okay, does. Runs that McDonald's with an
Sweet
iron
tea
fist.
Over here.
Yeah.
226 right here. You boys need anything? Come on up.
Because you don't know what you're going to get from the McDonald's Chevron combo pack over here. There's the legendary Jet Nelson bebopping around the station. Had just an eye-opening conversation with our boy Jet Nelson after the show last night. Let's not bury the lead, though. Let's not bury the lead. Degenerate Jake behind the glass on the 1s, 2s, and 3s. Degenerate Jake, cutting up audio. For just anybody, apparently.
I mean, they got me everywhere. I mean, I'm running around doing the Lord's work, doing it from home, work. I mean, however the job gets done, that's all we care about around here.
Have audio will travel, says Degenerate Jake. And Degenerate Jake and I, look, if we sound as though we might square off this evening,
who?
It's because we might.
Who?
Me and Degenerate Jake.
Enemies this weekend.
Okay. We are frenemies this week.
So for once, it's not going to be me, huh? Okay. Y'all two at it.
Look, there's enough vitriol in this 44-year-old frame to...
Maybe that's the problem, Fred.
Oh, no. There's no problem.
You got to start finding kindness in your heart.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. I heard something today.
Was it me in your ear? Like a whisper?
No, it wasn't.
Like a thought bubble?
It was not you. It was not you. But I'll tell you what it was. It's a combination of things. So a couple things have happened. But I listened to this podcast called the Resilient Mind Podcast. And it's basically they just take audio from all over the internet. Different, like Joe Dispenza, Ram Dass,
this adds
Alan Watts.
The fact that he's listening to this on his free time, Resilient Mind Podcast.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm trying to calm down. Okay. There's a reason
for it. This is what you use to calm down?
I said trying, Jake.
Oh, okay.
I said trying.
Okay.
It seems like it's working.
Oh, well, clearly, yeah.
What episode are you on? The prelude? Well,
it's like 438 episodes. It's just they take random people like, you know, Jim Rohn, for instance, or what's that one gal? Mel Robbins.
Okay? I haven't known a single person you've named.
Okay, well, that's I'm sure there's a handful of people that have listened. Anyway, there's a guy named Alan Watts, all right? British philosopher from back in the day.
Can you give us like one of his, one thing you've learned from him?
I'm getting
in his accent,
point.
Though, in that accent. I need an interpretation.
You would appreciate. Oh. Now, I will say, you did cross my mind listening to him talk because he is British. He is a British dude. So
if you have one pot of water.
No, it's not that deep. It's not that thick. Not that thick of an accent. But anyway, point is, somebody from the 512 yesterday said to me, and this was somebody that came after me a little bit. Now, I will say he did kind of calm down after a while, but he said, you yell and scream all the time.
Okay.
You yell and scream all the time.
Okay.
And I said, you make it sound like a yell and scream all, I mean, you make it sound like I yell and scream every segment. That's not the case. Okay. I don't like this BS characterization.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm listening to my boy, Alan Watts, and he says, a person who lashes out is not free.
Wow. That's deep.
Okay. That's
deep stuff right there, yeah.
A person who lashes out is not free. And it got me to thinking, you know, because I have been yelling a lot more lately.
I would say the last month you've been on a little bit of a yelling tangent.
I've been on it, and it got me to thinking. I was like, you know, I think there's something to be said for that. So, anywho, I heard that today, and it's been bebopping around, just kind of bouncing around my head today, and it just kind of, I was like, you know what? I may bring this up on the air today. We'll see.
We'll see what the Tolos think, if you've got any answers for why Fred yells or doesn't yell, or why it is a good or bad thing.
No, I do have, I mean, now, not all of it. I want to make one thing clear, and then we'll continue on. There's two different types of yelling. There's yelling because I'm genuinely excited. So there's that. And then there's the yelling where I just get upset. Okay, so there is a line of demarcation, so to speak. So I think it's been about a 50-50 split.
Long nose, slow to anger are the smartest, strongest people.
I'm sorry, what?
Long nose, slow to anger, smartest people.
Long nose?
Yeah, it kind of goes hand in hand. Yeah.
So like Pinocchio.
I guess, yeah. I guess like Pinocchio.
I've also been watching a Walt Disney documentary.
This guy says like Pinocchio. It's
so there you.
What a transition.
What a segue.
What do we got for the show today? What a segue.
Okay, so here's what's going down. Me and Jake may square off. I mean, tell you all that to tell you this, British philosopher or not, I will put hands on Jake before the show's over if it comes down to it, okay? I'm kidding.
Don't mark that. I don't need that being played back.
No, because here's the deal, man. I'll tell you what. I am geeked for Saturday, though. All jokes aside, I mean, me and Jake are having fun with it. But no, his Texas Tech Red Raiders, who, I mean, look, they're the class of the Big 12 right now. Okay, they are the class of the Big 12 right now. They're spending money like drunk sailors over there. I'm here for it, though. Okay, like, look, if they're, I mean, and I'm kind of torn because part of me wants to see Texas Tech continue to win from a Big 12 perspective, especially considering that Arizona State, you know, kind of spit the bit last year. But, you know, if Texas Tech, because I look, as a Big 12 guy, I want to see the Big 12 do well. Right. And ever since Texas and OU left, like we're kind of the redheaded stepchild of, because we don't have, I mean, look, say what you want. The ACC still has Clemson, even though they're a dumpster fire, still has Miami, and still has Florida State. All right. And if we want to throw in SMU when they're, you know, when they're the flavor of the month as well. We just don't have that right now in the Big 12, at least from a football perspective. Basketball, we already know that where we're going from that conversation. But if we do win on Saturday, standby is all I got to say.
Okay, so we've gotten some texts from people. Fred is just passionate. So a little bit of support
I'll
for you.
I'll take that.
Fred, today I heard your commercial for high school football on KRLD, and it was very professional and impressive, with 3 exclamation points.
What? Really?
They said it.
Oh, that's right. I did do a clip. I was like, what do you mean my high school football show? Okay, yeah. No, I know what you guys are talking about. All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Blake is raw dogging the most bland and plain food in the world. Fred yells because Blake is eating a cardboard with no sauce.
I mean, you're talking about the Nugs?
I guess.
I mean, I appreciate you choking down the Nugs like that.
I can't with you.
It was a sight to see, I have to say myself.
I was going to say, my man was just straight. I mean, tell you what.
I hit him pretty fast. They were gone in probably less than 2 minutes.
Like you just got out of jail or something. I mean, it was
I was hungry, man.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, I get it. I mean, you saw how fast I ate my two double cheeseburgers.
I've been hungry all day, man.
No, it's been one of those days. It's been one of those days. I'm trying to quit smoking Black and Milds. That's a struggle. I'll be honest. That's been kicking my ass.
Well, I've been a good friend. I haven't put any bad influences in front of you.
So no, absolutely. Now, granted, you don't smoke Black and Milds either, so it's kind of easy for you not to do.
Yeah. I could technically go buy them, wave them in your face.
And I mean, but you would look ridiculous doing it. Like, really? Like, you? I mean, I can't even picture you smoking a Black and Mild.
Why not? I think someone can Photoshop me with one.
Yeah, I'm sure we could. Plastic or wood tip?
Plastic.
See, we're already done.
Bobby Bell's listening. He's fine. He just did Cowboys cross.
This conversation's already over. He might be in his car by now. Oh, no. Bobby books it out of there. I guarantee he's in the car right now.
Bobby
Book at Belt. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Injury Attorney text line. What do we want? Go ahead and text in some ideas for the should we do Cowboys Panthers as one of our haiku topics?
We can do Cowboys Panthers.
Okay.
And then we can do face for content.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
That feels appropriate.
Quick update. You did not see her today at the gym.
I did not see her at the gym today. Was still vlogging. Today was leg day.
Yeah.
So a little bit more talking, a little less showing the workouts because my legs aren't as profound. I don't know if anybody wants close-up shots on my legs.
Yeah.
But episode 2 filmed today.
A little too much talking if you want one man's opinion.
Yeah. I that's kind of the point of the vlog is to talk while we're there. But I get it might not be your niche.
It's not. Yeah. But, you know, your boy locks in when he's at the gym, so I do appreciate
it. If it was me and you, I would make you talk about sports. I wouldn't just let you
be quiet. No, I wouldn't, because I'm not there. I don't go to the – I'm telling you right now, I look, you guys know I love my gym. I had to maneuver around 3 tripods as I was going from
– But I mean, like, as you saw, I'm still putting in the work.
Doing?
I'm still putting in the work. I'm not just sitting there for 5 minutes. No,
you are lifting. I'll give you that. You are lifting. I want to say it was 30 pounds or whatever it was. Okay. I mean,
this is how rumors start. This is how rumors start because no one can fact check it. This is how rumors start. That was 80.
Well, you should. Well, no,
that was 80.
You know what? I'm driving people to your content is what I'm doing because now people are like, oh, well, let me see if that's really the case. And then when they, Fred and Blake, they're just joshing. He did 40.
Do you think me and you together could outlift all the Tolos, like our weights together, if that makes sense. Like whatever your max is, my max versus any Tolo, any one Tolo. Like we get to put both our numbers together.
I'll be honest. I think legs, we're going to struggle a little bit.
I think
we're going to struggle a little bit.
There'll be no ego with my legs.
You know, I don't even squat anymore. I quit.
Just leg press.
I can leg press the bleep out of it though.
Squatting
I will say
is
that.
A young man's
game. Whatever, dude. I'm too old for that. Now, I will say, when it comes to like benching and what have you, I like my chances.
Yeah.
I like our chances.
You get to add my number, so
absolutely.
Like
30
no, I pounds.
Good. I feel good about that. Like we're just maxing out.
We're maxing out 2 reps, 2 rep max.
I mean, I know I can still get 315.
Yeah.
I can still do 315.
We'll add my 65 pounds, boom.
You think, can you get 225?
It's been a while. It's been a while, so I wouldn't bank on
towards.
It. I wouldn't bank on
can
it
you
tomorrow.
Get 185?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. 225 has been like, it's I'm at plates. My max. Yeah. I am. Yeah, I know how much it is. I know how much it is. But that's like at my max, working out 2 times a day. I've been in the grind for 6-7 months, but I'm at like
if
3 months now.
If face for content was there, okay? No, let's that, just hypothetical. This
that
just,
that
just,
would be
just,
dumb for
let's
me.
Let's just do a quick hypothetical. Like say she's in that area and you know, you're thinking to yourself, like she came up to you and said, Blake.
She knows my name
she
now.
She knows your name. Well, I mean, you already sent her your deal, so she's any.
I didn't
she's,
send her nothing. All it was follow her.
I thought
her.
You followed her. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so she follows you. Okay. She's like, ooh, Blake Live _. She says to you, tell you what, I will go out on a date with you.
Yeah.
You can put up 225 right now.
What would I do? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
I'd go shoot up.
No, right then and there.
Yeah, I'd go shoot up.
No,
right
you ain't got nowhere to shoot up. It's like, no, you she's standing right there by the bench. She puts the plates on and says, 225, let's go. And even spots you, even offers to spot you.
I would say, honey, why don't you take the plates off? You sit on the plate and I'll lift you instead. Because she probably weighs less than 225.
Wow.
I'd hope.
Wow. And that's what you would say.
Well, I can't lift 225.
You wouldn't try?
And drop the weight on me and then be the embarrassment
See,
of the gym
I,
and
you
loser?
Know what? I have my doubts now. I have my doubts about
I
you.
I told
you've
you.
You've been lifting for how long now? I mean, you've been in a pretty good rhythm. You've been in a pretty good routine. You mean to tell me that you couldn't get your mind mentally prepared with old girl standing there? And she even says to you, I'll even give you a lift off. And you tell me right now, you're like, oh, I'm going to be lift you instead.
It depends where she's standing where I'm doing.
What do you think she's standing? She's standing right over you. She's putting the bench and then, you know, that.
Maybe I could get it up.
I'd hope so. Go ahead and mark that. Go ahead and mark that. Wow. We got to tell you what, we are off and running on a
Someone
Wednesday.
Someone said rep out 225 like it's the combine.
That's right. That's right. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, and here's why I say that. And we'll
get a
move
stunt
on.
Dummy would be
and
my
here's, here's why I think you could do it. Because.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I was on back in the day with Ted Johnson, all right, Ted called me out and said, you can't do 225. Okay. I had never done it. Mm-hmm. All right. I had never done it. We had like a month to prepare for it. Your boy put it up 14 times.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so is that's that my goal? Point. Is that my goal? 225 by the end of the year?
By the end of the year? How about by the end of the month? What are we talking about at the end of the year?
We're mid-October, so that's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want face for content or not, man? I mean, what are we doing
here? You're right.
You're making me watch this content that I don't even watch, but I'm over there doing it because I'm a friend, and I'm like, here we go.
Okay, I'll do it.
Thank you. Thank you. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Look, we got a jam-packed show today. You guys know how it is. It's a three-hour show, so let's get right down to it. We got a little shoddy audio to get to. All right, he's going to talk a little. You tell me if this is a hot take or not. All right, he's going to tell us a little bit about who's coming back from injury. I know the Cowboys Twitter was buzzing today because we saw CeeDee Lamb bebopping around on the grass with no. I mean, his ankle wasn't even taped. So we're going to hear from Shadi discussing that. Also, too, and maybe the best piece of audio that I heard today was how he discovered Clayton Adams. All right, Clayton Adams is right now the hottest thing since sliced bread here in the DFW. Certainly is a Cowboy coach, so we'll find out exactly how those two came to cross paths. Also, Rico Daddle talking too much? We'll find out about that as well. And then, of course, you guys know how we do on a Wednesday night. We got an NFL stack, fair or foul. We'll get into some Mavs, haiku hump days, and we'll do a little jaking off at 10:20 as well. But when we come back, interesting story about how Shadi discovered Clayton Adams. A lot to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is Fan After Dark. So I broke my headphones the other night during the Chiefs game.
Your at-home headphones?
No, these ones. I mean, was I here during the Chiefs
game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
But,
so you're going to buy us both some.
Because they're $10.99 Sonys, I was able to snap them back on, and boom, we're rocking and rolling. What have you decided as far as your headphones are concerned?
I need a new pair because they have been broken. So
what are you going to do? You just I told you, just get some cheap ones, man.
I liked the old ones.
Yeah.
They give good sound quality.
Whatever.
You're gonna buy some or
no?
Buy me some cheap ones. What about some $10.99 ones?
We'll see.
But same as the phone case. We'll see about
I mean, I did buy your food today. As a result,
yes, you did. I guess you're off the hook.
I did. I am off the hook. We'll see. You know, I mean, I might.
Is it still Prime Day?
You just took the words right out of my mouth. Maybe during. I'll tell you what. During the break, we'll take a gander at what's going on Prime Day.
Okay.
And we'll see how that's going down. I am trying to give myself reasons on why I'm not going to smoke a Black and Mild after the show today.
Because you're mastering your mind. You're better than that.
What did Lucius
say? Good luck.
He knows. Because what's happened is, see, I used to smoke weed after the show. And now I'm like, you know what? Let's do it. But I feel great.
Okay. Why?
Having not smoked. But I like that Black and Mild on the way home because it's the perfect, to the apartment in Louisville.
You have to ask yourself, why do you want to do it? What's the emotion that comes with wanting to smoke the Black and Mild?
And then
replace a similar emotion with something else.
I know. I need to. You're not wrong. I'll figure it out.
And you know, they say smoking in all capacities, I'm talking to myself.
Yeah.
Hurts your dopamine receptors. And then other things don't feel as pleasant, if you will.
Yeah, because I get that.
They're not as receptive. And,
we'll see. We'll see. We'll work on it throughout the course of the show. We'll see how I'm feeling.
How are you doing with the contract?
Not great. Not great. Not great. No, not great. Look, do you want somebody to get choked here at the station?
No. But,
no, exactly.
Okay, it's been like a week since we said it.
Yeah.
How many times have you failed, Fred?
Only a couple times.
So about 50% of the time since
it's been a week. So, I don't know, three or four, give or take. I don't know.
Six, seven.
All right. Is anybody coming back from injury this week, Shoddy?
Well, the Cowboys.
Not going to share it.
The Cowboys injury report came out after practice today. And buckle up, get your popcorn because it's a long read. I'll give you the three players that were full participants.
Yeah.
Kenneth Murray, who we know was dealing with a knee. He was a full participant, so that's good for your linebacking room. Two guys that are in that 21-day window that are now cooking, Jonathan Mingo and Kalen Carson, were both full participants in practice today. As far as their game status, we'll have to wait and see, but they're trending in the right direction.
Who do you think comes back first, Mingo or Carson?
You need Carson more because you need help in the cornerback room more than you need at the receiver room.
With Flournoy blowing up, you're
kind of probably like, hey, maybe Mingo, another week.
One more week.
I'm going to go with Carson. And also, if Carson and Mingo were to play, someone has to be taken off of the 53-man roster. There's not spots open for them right now.
Oh, you have two guys.
Yeah, two guys have to be taken off. Now, that answer, you might have the answer right here because I'm going to give you guys the injury report from the guys that were limited. Wanye Thomas, who was filling in for the injured Malik Hooker with the ankle, he was limited. Tyler Smith, your all-pro left guard with the knee, he was limited. Your backup running back, Miles Sanders, with the knee and the ankle, he was limited. Marshawn Nealon, one of your defensive ends with the ankle, he was limited. James Houston, our favorite defensive end right now with the knee, he was limited. Tyler Guyton with the concussion.
That's a new addition, isn't it?
That is a new addition.
Yeah, because James wasn't on the injury report last week.
As far as guys, Wanye and James Houston are new additions. The rest of the guys were kind of banged up last week as well. Tyler Guyton, your left tackle with the concussion, he is still limited. Trayvon
limited or out?
Limited.
Okay.
All the guys I'm giving you right now are limited. Trayvon Diggs with the knee was limited. Cornelius, your like third, second string offensive lineman that comes in with the knee, he was limited. I will say, on the injury designation, it says knee twice. Knee/knee. Didn't say that for anybody else.
So both knees.
I guess both knees.
Both knees.
Jadeveon Clowney with the hip. He was limited.
Oh, Lord.
So you got Clowney, Houston, and Nealon. Three of your defensive linemen were all limited today. Guyton and Cornelius, your tackles were limited. And Tyler Smith, your guard was limited. Trayvon Diggs and Sanders were limited. Deron Bland with the shoulder was limited. And now the next five players I'm going to list did not even practice at all. So it gets worse, Cowboys fans. Donovan Wilson with the elbow and knee did not practice. Kevontae Turpin with the foot did not practice. Jack Sanborn with the concussion did not practice, and then no CD and no Booker.
Wow, that's a lot to digest.
pretty much the whole team.
I'll tell you what. So while let's keep the good injured vibes going. This is Shoddy on when asked about Siobhan Revell, your third round pick, who we still haven't heard much about. Doing a lot of good things. You know me, I like to. You know, there's a Billy Joel song called "I Go to Extremes." And he wrote that as an homage to his mother, who's bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, anybody that knows bipolar, you go from one extreme to the other. And so I'm that way with some of my sports takes. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, when I first heard that, I thought to myself, this doesn't bode well for Revelle.
I thought the same thing.
All right.
We mentioned it pre-show. When you get off of a player 5 seconds into an answer about specifics,
start generalizing. Well, you know, guys are going to take time.
You know, all the guys, all the young guys, we like all of them in the building. They're all putting in the work. They're on the grass. Then you know it's not like a bad thing inherently, but it's also not really a good thing. He's just kind of grouping you with everybody versus talking glowingly. Like, I'm going to use a Mavericks reference. Jason Kidd is like going out of his way to talk about Dennis Smith Jr. And it's he's showing up at practice. He's giving us something on
giving
the
giving you specific examples on why he's excited about said person.
Yes.
My man Shoddy went into generalizations.
Give us the first 10 seconds again. Listen, tell me if you are Siobhan Revel's family, if you hear this and you go, man, my boy's playing this weekend.
Hold on, I got to pull it back up.
Oh, you're good.
Second.
You're good. I know we're kind of scrambling.
Just all over the place.
Call us at.
Well, and that's why Jake's number three on the PPR. Dylon probably would have had that ready to go by now.
So. I know they're gonna.
I'm ready. I'm ready for these guys. Nice try, Fred. Nice try. Dylon, but he was number, what, two on your ranking, correct?
Online. Trevor, the one.
But Jake was number three on both of ours, wasn't it?
No, he was number. I thought he was number one.
No, he was number two. That's right. Degenerate Jake was number two on mine. Dylon was number one, and you had Trevor as number one in yours.
Yeah.
But was Jake two or three for you?
Three.
Oh, wow.
I told him that when he walked in.
Well,
I gave the reasoning.
Okay, this was.
here's the first 10 seconds.
Here's the clip. Ah. Five seconds in. Because here's the thing about Shoddy. Shoddy is not afraid to dig deep and go down a rabbit hole on a person.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Hunter Lipke. We heard all off.
So what is Siobhan doing? Glad you asked. And then he'll ask the question inside the question about a player. So the
say enough about Spanford.
The fact that he went and pivoted away from our boy Revelle within 5 seconds of being asked about him kind of gives you an idea. And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it one more time. Probably actually three or four more before the show's over. But in due time. He's coming off an ACL injury, all right? I thought it was 2025. I mean, we've got guys coming. I mean, Kirk Cousins was playing off an Achilles. Aaron Rodgers was playing within a year off an Achilles, all right? Old-ass dudes playing off Achilles. Now, I get it. The athleticism needed to be a corner versus a quarterback are night and day different. But, you know, we're talking about dudes in their middle to late 30s, early 40s in some cases, and a dude that's in his early 20s. So my thing is, look, I'm and this is where I say I think, and I don't want to be hot take guy, but if you told me that we won't see Siobhan Revelle in 2025, I would not be surprised.
Would you also
And group, I'm trending in that direction.
Would you also group Overshown in the won't see in 2025?
Now, Stephen Jones said on these airwaves that he wouldn't be surprised, and I'm paraphrasing here, that he could be available not long after the bye.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what does that mean? I mean, week 11, week 12, right? They're bye weeks in week 10, which is what? Middle of November?
Correct.
Somewhere in there. All right.
Middle of late November.
I don't expect to see Revelle, and I
before
think
before the calendar or before the Cowboys.
I don't expect to see Revelle this season. I don't. I don't think if him recuperating from an ACL, because we're past the year point now. All right, we are past. He tore his ACL in what, week three of his senior season.
I believe so.
All right, and we're now well over a year removed from that. Look, Ryan Flannoy at BFU State came back from an ACL injury in 6 months. All right. We heard about it. He tore his ACL and 6 months later was coming back from it. So again, every human being's different. All right. But there's just something about it. And I go back to it. You brought this up during the break when we were talking about it. We haven't seen a clip of him rehabbing, working out. We've heard nothing about it. So I'm guessing somebody asked the question today in the media scrum. The last time we saw Siobhan Revelle, he jumped and I'm not gonna say he landed awkwardly.
Never came down.
But we ain't seen him since. All right, Cowboys media hasn't posted anything, and they've had him working out, you know, under a cloak of darkness because he looked a little gimpy off of just a jump on some grass.
We had that clip go out because remember that day there was two clips. There was one of him looking healthy and everyone getting hype.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember exactly if it was Clarence or Patrick Walker or Bobby.
It was Calvin that did it.
Someone posted the video of him not looking good, coming down gingerly. And I feel like that was the last video slash picture
we've
we got.
Seen
that was
nothing,
Oxnard.
We have seen nothing from Siobhan Revelle since that picture or that video, okay? And again,
if we have, send it to us.
Cowboys have offered nothing. Unless somebody's asked about it, we have heard nothing about. And I asked Jerry about it a couple weeks ago on KNC, and he gave a very meandering type answer. So, again, I don't think we're going to see Siobhan Revelle in 2025.
Do you think it's...
And I'm okay with that. I'd rather have him back 100%.
This is a... We got him in the third round. He's a first-round talent. Yeah. We think he can be a cornerstone cornerback because maybe we don't believe in Diggs being here long-term, so we don't want to throw it in for this season.
What's Diggs got left in his contract anyway? Another year?
He's done after this year. He's a free agent after this year.
Oh, there you go.
So I would assume that goes into it of like, we want to make sure that we have Diggs replacement. So rushing him back out there and getting him hurt is obviously not beneficial rather than just waiting. We have Diggs and Blaine out there. So we have, it's not like Siobhan Revelle was going to come in and be your number one corner day one tomorrow if he was healthy.
No,
so
and that was a work in progress. And that was the whole point of my question for Jerry was I said, you know, you would even admitted last year that you got out over your skis when you thought that you could plug in Guyton and Cooper Beebe and have them be your starting left tackle and center. And, oh, by the way, you're moving them to new positions, right? So, I mean, talk about just the buffoonery that went into that decision. And I think that's why, to your point, Kalen Carson, seeing what he comes back and what he looks like in the next week or two and whether when he gets activated back to the active roster is going to be so huge because at that point, it's like, all right, if Kalen can come back and be a serviceable cornerback for you, that buys you time. And at the very least, then you can go ahead and tell Revelle, whether Carson comes back 100% or not, rushing Revelle back or what you would expect to see from him, especially in a high leverage situation when a dude's coming back and hasn't been 100% forever. I mean, I think that we're asking for a little bit too much.
Okay. So Diggs is still under contract, but his guaranteed money stops.
That's what it is. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
2029, he's a completely unrestricted free agent, but all of his guaranteed money was $33 million, which was an assigning bonus. His 2023 money and his 2024 money, and $9 million of the 2025 salary is guaranteed on the fifth league day, so that's already done. You can get off of the money. He's not a full unrestricted free agent after this year.
All right, real quick, let's go to cut number six, and I thought this was a great piece of audio here. This was Shoddy talking about how he discovered Clayton Adams. I like to, you know, a little bit of the behind the scenes, behind the curtain, so to speak. And it just, again, I get it. We're only 5 weeks into the NFL season. But if you're the Cowboys, you got to be just the way Shoddy describes his process and the way he goes about handling his business, especially when you consider what's going on. Now, I get it. Somebody pointed out the other day, you know, your two wins are against the, one win Giants and the zero win New York Jets. I get that, but I don't know if those are teams that you beat necessarily last year.
No, Clayton Adams has completely revolutionized how the offenses look. Dak is still the same quarterback, but the processing, the maturity, the age, they just seem to be on one accord. I'm not going to say they're the best OC quarterback combo in the league, not going to get ahead of myself after 5-6 games, but they are trending in the right direction. Look like one of the best offenses. Clayton Adams has turned this rushing attack from the Cowboys were always in the bottom 10 rushing attacks when it comes to all the advanced numbers, EPA, success rate, and they are number one in the NFL right now. Javonte Williams is playing like a top five back. They're scoring touchdowns. They're efficient. They're running on first and second down. Javonte is able to catch out of the backfield too, which I think nothing that any of us have talked about. The dump off from him and Ferguson, Dak has an escape route on any play that doesn't pan out when you're trying to get it down the field. So
Ferguson's still catching passes.
I can't say enough about Clayton Adams, Schottenheimer, and Dak as a little trio.
All right, so Rico has fired some shots off already after his big day on Sunday. This is what our boy Shotty had to say about Rico. All right, look, Rico, the thing we forget about Rico, too, is this. All right, and I don't want to... We're Rico guys. We are Rico guys.
We
appreciate Rico.
I said Javonte Miles and Jaden Blue combined wouldn't be Rico before the season started. So you know I'm a Rico guy.
Well, and again, let's not pretend like, you know, Rico was Zeke, for crying out loud. Okay, I mean, he was on this team for 5 years, and it wasn't until year five before he finally broke through. All right, so, you know, and Jerry even said that they had injury concerns about Rico, and that's, I think that's the whole reason why he didn't come back. All right, because they figured, all right, we caught the lightning in the bottle, boom, and then, of course, you went out and got Javonte Williams. They liked what they saw in him, and that was that. All right, coming up next, a little fair or foul. Fair or foul, we will see Shavon Ravel this season, and is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ghosting worse than just being dumped. Fair or foul, don't go anywhere. What a read by the one, the only, Mr. Degenerate Jake. I mean, I tell you what, he's got the music pumping. I mean, it's... Get your glow sticks out, people. Get your glow sticks out. All right, real quick, you've got the timeline of Shavon Ravel.
To a sense, I just looked up our boy Calvin Watkins because he does a good job giving kind of the
front of the program,
not just, you know, headlines, but giving some of the in depth responding to different listeners' comments and stuff. So I just typed in his name and Ravel, and here's some of the updates. So maybe you can help us build a timeline and if what Fred said of him not
paint a mental picture.
Shavon Ravel not playing this year. That's Fred's prediction.
Yep.
Just want to make sure it's not a report.
And it's not and again, it's not a slight on him. As somebody else said, I think it was the 940, every ACL tear is different, if I'm not mistaken. This is his second on the same leg. And he had one in high school. So man, you just hope that it's not.
So this was worse. So this is the timeline. 4/25/25, the Cowboys will select Ravel from East Carolina. So, boom, they draft him. Same day.
Pumped.
Ravel is recovering from a torn ACL and was one of the Cowboys' 30-day visits. So, they knew what kind of player
They knew what the deal was.
Okay,
why he slid to the third round.
Same day as well. Team officials were told Ravel should be good by July after his ACL surgery.
Wrong.
Ravel tore his ACL in September. Stephen Jones says...
Of 2024.
Third-round pick, Ravel will start training camp on the PUP as he recovers from an ACL surgery.
Okay.
5/20, Sam Williams, Wilson, were getting some rehab work. Ravel did some individual drills and then went to the rehab group where team drills started. Boom. On the PUP. And then here we go, 8/8/25. Schottenheimer said rookie quarterback Shavon Ravel had some swelling in his knee week to 10 days ago. He's doing better now. And then the most recent Calvin Watkins tweet with Shavon Ravel's name in it was 9/20/25. So that was September.
Weeks ago.
Yep. Someone said, why don't we get Stephon Gilmore? And he responds with, Ravel should be back soon at some point in October, maybe. And then talks about Diggs coming off surgery and all that good stuff and about Stephon Gilmore. That was the last. And the reason I went to Calvin, he gives a bunch of updates.
I went
to the other people's and they were just kind of, it was months ago. It was in Oxnard when they were talking about
Ravel. Well, I mean, hey, let's and I am okay with being wrong. I have zero issue if he comes back and is a valuable member of this secondary. Then hey, we can all say
because I think they still need help. No one has really no one stood out and been like to me I know this is going to, this might sound wrong, and a lot of people, if you're just watching the game, might not feel like this, but I think Diggs has been better than people give him.
He really has.
He's had some of the worst plays that make the highlights. People see it and they're like, oh my God, he got burnt, where he slipped on the dude from the Bears, Roma Dunze. That makes it seem like you had a whole bad game when you have one clip
Well, here's the problem. He had two games back to back where he got cooked.
Bad.
Pretty
prime
bad.
Time. Everyone's watching.
But then against Green Bay, I mean, you know, he would have had the pick had it not been the 12 men on the field.
Yep.
And then, of course, the other part of it, we see him get trucked by, you know, Josh Jacobs a couple times, right? So, but at the same time, too, though, he has had moments where, you know, let's not forget, if they're not throwing to your side of the field, that's a testament to what you're doing, right? So it's been, look, Trayvon has not been great, but he hasn't been as bad
as the highlights
as they would suggest. But, you know, he's somewhere in the middle. I think he is getting better, and you know, and even Darren Woodson said to us earlier this week, if you know, you know, that you know, he's still bouncing back from injury as well. So take that for what it's worth. Look, again, if Revelle comes back this year, great. If not, like I said, I'm not entirely expecting that. Okay, you know, we asked the question the other day. Now, you know, Degenerate Jake has been with his girlfriend for 5 or 6 years, so it really didn't apply. That fair or foul didn't apply to him per se. Who was the other? Who'd we have on there? Was it Dylon or was it
with what?
The fair foul where if you're super smart, that's why you're.
I mean,
single.
It was yesterday.
Was that yesterday?
It was yesterday because we took Tolo calls about it.
Oh, that's right, we did. That's right.
So who was our producer yesterday?
Who was our producer
Ross.
That's right. My God, days are flying by, aren't they? All right. So here's the deal. A recent study found that ghosting triggers the same psychological response as grief and rejection, often leaving individuals feeling confused, anxious, and emotionally stuck. The brain seeks closure to process emotional pain, but when communication suddenly stops, it keeps replaying memories in search of an explanation. Psychologists say this lack of resolution prolongs emotional distress and can lead to self-blame or overthinking. It activates areas of the brain associated with physical pain, which explains why ghosting can hurt more than an actual breakup.
Mm.
Experts recommend acceptance and self-compassion as coping strategies, focusing on personal healing rather than unanswered questions. Fair foul! 72% of people find ghosting more painful than being dumped because the lack of closure keeps the brain searching for answers.
I think that's fair 100% from someone who's been ghosted before, from someone who's done the ghosting. I mean, it is a cruel world.
You know what? Get over it.
It's a cruel world, but I think if someone just dumps you, if someone says I'm not interested,
do we have a time frame? Have a time frame on when ghosting is
considered ghosting?
Yeah,
I would say if you have scheduled to hang out with this person in real life, and then it's within 2-3 days about a hangout, and now you don't text that person.
Yeah,
I would consider that ghosting. But if you
I get that. But I'm saying, at what point should you be like, oh man, I'm sad about this.
If you've never met them in person, then zero.
Yeah.
If you've never met this person on...
How many times should you be able to meet them before?
I think after one, yeah. After one, if you meet someone and y'all have a date and y'all are texting like, oh, it's fun, let's hang out again, and then they just don't text you, that would be considered ghosting.
No, I get that, but I'm saying, I'm not going to be bummed out about that. Like, I get
but
it.
But that also depends on who the person is.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. What's the time frame for how long you can date somebody, or how many, you know, what's the time frame on when it's like, oh wow, that was messed up?
I think it's case to case.
Yeah,
I would say
a couple weeks.
What do you mean
couple weeks? Like if we're talking
it's gonna hurt more the longer you talk. But if I went on a date with Face for Content and then she ghosted me and said everything went good and then ghosted me, that would hurt it hurt more if we went on a bunch of dates.
You think you'd cry yourself to sleep that night?
Nah, I know what kind of guy I am, so I would get over it.
Would you vlog about it?
Yeah, it'd be great content. I would say I would vlog during, after.
Yeah.
Who'd you have sponsor that vlog?
Hims.
Mm. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Maybe like some tissue, like a tissue company.
Yeah, or Kleenex.
Yeah.
You know, the wildest thing I ever remember was back in my Navy days in the late 90s, early 2000s. A buddy of mine was getting ghosted by this gal, okay? And he wasn't taking it well. So he took some CDs that she had made him.
Dude,
okay.
How do you, wait, pause. Did you like stop sending him letters, or did they stop sending
still,
the pigeon
we,
over?
We still had phones back then. That's when cell phones were just starting, guys. Cell phones had just started, boys. Okay, there was still, you know, there was still face to face conversation as well, but she had stopped answering his calls. You know, because she still had to call people on landlines and what have you. Couldn't text him, and she stopped answering his calls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, this happens to me all the time, so
and,
I can relate.
And so he decided that he was going to take the CDs that she had made him and put ketchup on them and was going to leave them on her car to suggest that it was blood and that maybe he had hurt himself over her, or that could be what happens to her next. And I'll never forget me and him sitting in his car, and I said, do you really think ketchup is the best idea?
This was a United States serviceman.
This was a United States.
And a grown man, too.
Grown man.
It's a lot of time on your hands.
Grown man. And I'll never forget. His last name was Lowry. I said, Lowry, do you think this is a good idea, bro?
That's not a good name. That was my aunt. Lowry's not a good name. That was my aunt's.
How dare you disparage Mike Lowry?
Okay, that's different, but just Lowry first?
No, his last name was Lowry. I'm not going to tell you what his first name was, but yeah, we called him Lowry. That was his. It's what you call people. In the military, you don't call anybody by their, except although everybody called people by first name, but you know.
Why were you different? They called you by your first name and nobody else on your entire little
platoon. I mean, most people in the military call by their last name, but when you got a name like Fred, a lot of people call me Freddie.
What did you call your group? What was your group? Did y'all have like a name? Like y'all had a little hangout?
Did you have a group chat?
Did y'all have a group chat?
A group chat on your cell phones?
No.
On your little punching phones? Do you have a group chat on your BlackBerry, Brett?
No. On your pagers?
BlackBerry, I'm trying to think. BlackBerry's, this was what, 02, 03? So no, nobody had a BlackBerry yet.
Yeah.
I had a Nokia bar phone.
I called 911 on my mom's BlackBerry trying to play one of the games on her phone. I was like, oh, emergency, that'll unlock it.
They didn't have a group chat, Jay. They were like meeting in the newsroom together.
You met in person. That's what you did.
You want to meet at the local library?
He did. I'm trying to think, and it's funny because one of my homeboys is getting married in next month. I said, hey, are you inviting Lowry to the wedding?
Lowry.
And he said, no, we can't find him.
We can't find him.
Can't find him. So. Okay. He's still running the streets. He's still running.
If you have seen Lowry, 877-881-1053.
877-881-1053. Right, 1 hour in the books. I say it's fair. I say it's fair. Foul. If you get ghosted, just get over it. That's really the takeaway in all of it. Oh, I know. I need closure. Boom, 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 boom. Scroll. Swipe right. Okay. Coming up next, let's do a little NFL stack. The slander in Cleveland needs to come to an end. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.